Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast in the building, man. Salutations, happy Saturday. I'm about to go to a shower, man, but I could not deny doing this show, man. I just could not deny doing what we about to do up here, man. This is about to be epic. Let me get first guy here, man. Hold on. Pardon self. Battle Truth, what's good, man?
What it do, fam? How you feeling?
Chilling. Now, I got to get the second guy here, man. First nigga that I consider my bro in battle rap. We've been through wars. We've been through bullshit. But for whatever odd reason, we always seem to come back together because the love is always there. Ain't that serious in battle rap. Angry fam, what's good, man?
The champ is here. What's good, man? What up?
Hold on. The champ is here.
That's my
the champ
belt,
is here.
What's good with you, niggas, B?
What's good, my niggas? Yo, who we getting that for? What up? We talking Summer Madness? What we doing?
I mean, Battle Truth, you pick a topic, Battle Truth. I'm ready to go wherever you need to.
I'll pick a topic.
Yeah, Battle Truth, get it. Battle Truth, drive the car. Battle Truth, drive the car. You got it. You got the whip.
Okay, man. I wanted to do. Hey, let's go deep. Let's go deep. I want to start something called battle rap motivation, because this is why I say that, right? Now, we get a lot of heat for always coming down on battle rappers, right?
Yeah.
Right? So they give us a lot of heat for coming down on battle rappers, right? Now, I figure we might well do some.
Who is they, man? Fuck that. Who is they? Let's start there. I don't even want to bite my tongue.
Okay, they. I'm gonna put it this way. Here's they. They is the people, fam. Now, so you denied that people. You matter of fact, you just was doing some show where people was trying to say how you messed up Cortez's career.
I never did a show where niggas said I messed with Cortez's career. You bugged.
Yes, you did.
Wordplay.
Yes,
wordplay. Wordplay.
What about it?
What's the wordplay?
To do the wordplay. Y'all bugging. I'm the one who was telling them to do the shit.
No. But I'm saying before that. So people never gave you swag to say you helped.
All right. You talking about when I first started blogging?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga. When you first started blogging, hold on, nigga. When you first started blogging and you were shitting on Lux,
you're right.
You were shitting on Lux and came at Cortez. Keep it a stack, nigga.
Well, I wasn't shitting. Hold on, bro. I wasn't shitting on Lux. I thought it was ridiculous that he was running around on all these fucking interviews talking about the sun, moon, and the stars and shit, and trying to convince nigga that he deserved $40,000 for battle rap. And it went on for like a whole fucking year. That's why I started blogging. So I didn't destroy Lux. I had valid reasons. And the niggas is doing it to Mook right now. The same shit I did to Lux is what niggas is doing to Mook right now. No difference.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, so you do get a lot of you do get a lot of slack for coming at certain people, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay,
I only get slack if it's a fan favorite, though.
Okay, now let me show you something that's cold. Now this is why I said this is going to be a good topic, y'all. We just going to call it battle rap motivation. Because, I'm going to give you an example, Caps. Who do you get the most criticized for being hard on?
I can answer that.
Who? No, I'm asking.
Yeah,
do you know? I know who people criticize me on being hard on. I'm just asking you.
This is like everybody, man. So, like, name out there. Like, niggas, they hate me talking about Surf. He's Surf right now, but
okay.
I was always saying how Surf really don't win battles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's one. I get on Sean. Niggas kill me to Sean to hit that shit. Niggas be like, yo, Sean on a legendary run. And I'm just like, damn, what are we on the town? You a hell of a battle or something? So they get on me. Everything I say is fact, though. Everything I say is fact. You go back and look at these niggas, they track record and shit. They be fucked up.
You be getting on my, hold on, my nigga. You be getting on my son Chilla too hard, though, B. Come on now.
Watch
you do be shitting on Chilla.
He is. You can fall asleep standing up watching Chilla Jones battle.
Yo, chill out, man. Yo.
Am I lying, though?
He getting better, though.
He getting better, though.
if you want to be real, if you want to be real, he has been turning up. I played a part in that shit.
Yes, he has.
Straight up and down.
Yeah, he has been getting better. I've been liking him better.
Hold up, bro. Y'all niggas being too quiet. So y'all, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Oh, so y'all didn't have a problem with Chilla Jones and he was battling DNA and shit.
I definitely did.
How many years ago that was, though?
Yeah, you know, three, you don't be watching. Come on, you don't be watching Chilla Jones battles like that. Don't get up on the show and do that, bro.
Nah, I fuck with Chilla. I fuck with Chilla. I like Chilla Jones a lot, for real. No bullshit. No gas station.
Well, no bullshit.
He's probably a good person. I'm not denying that. He probably is. But do you
sit
down?
Hold on.
Chilla Jones battle just came out. Do you do that?
So, listen. When I watch his battles, the nigga can rhyme.
Be on the Molly.
We got bars. This nigga said a Molly.
Yes, when they come out, I watch them.
No bullshit.
Because you're lying, son.
No, nigga, I watch Arcane.
Battles,
son, I watch Arcane. I watch Ilmac Bad. I watch them joints, man. What you mean?
Okay, did you watch Immortal? Did you watch Immortal because you have a radio show, or did you watch him because you wanted to watch him?
Exactly.
Y'all niggas is not fucking shit on
you.
God,
ain't asking the question, though.
No, I watch it because I do a show first.
Right.
But
okay.
I still do appreciate Chilla Jones. I still appreciate Chilla, man. I still appreciate Chilla. Fuck y'all niggas, man.
You, boy.
Nah,
this is going to be fire,
Chilla,
though, y'all. So y'all basically getting an idea where I'm coming from. Now, for you, Three Letter Man, who is the people you get the most heat from being hard on? Who do people say
they like,
be hard on the most?
Charlie Clips.
Okay. My two people say I be the hardest on is Sirius Jones, Disaster, and probably my third one is probably Sirius Jones, Disaster, and Hollow. Now, with that being said, this is what I mean
about battle. I don't understand how you get on Hollow, my nigga. Hold on, son. How you
okay,
get on Hollow like
get,
that, true?
We can talk about it.
I guess.
So we get in the battle. Yeah. Battle rap motivation. Let's get to it. Here's the thing. Was they great and fell off, or was they just always horrible? And if they were great and fell off, when did they fall off? Okay? So I'm saying this. When it comes to Hollow, here was my gripe with Hollow. What people were trying to say, why I'm so hard on him. I don't think he is the GOAT like everybody calling him the GOAT. A lot of people
There's no GOAT, though. There's no GOAT in battle rap.
No, but they got him right as the GOAT. Cap, am I lying, how many people call Hollow the GOAT?
Hold on. Averb did go on Twitter saying, yo, Hollow's the GOAT. I don't go with that because I don't think there's one nigga you could anoint. All right, you the GOAT, my nigga. We don't give you that title. And you run with that. I think the three of us look at that shit like, Cash, you got one golden battle rap, my nigga, or am I bugging the fuck out?
Number one, the GOAT is greatest of all time, so there really can't be more than one GOAT. If there's going to be a GOAT, it's got to be one person. There ain't no multiple GOATs, bro. It don't go like that. So it got to be one
GOAT. Why don't go like that? It don't go like that for battle rap, or it don't go like that, period?
I mean, GOAT means greatest of all time. How is it going to be two greatest of all time? That don't even make sense.
Right. So you got to have one, right?
It
got
to be one. Do I agree that Hollow is the GOAT myself personally? No, I don't think he is. I think he's a See, it's a difference. Just because he's not a GOAT, that don't mean he's not a vet or a top-tier nigga or close to being one or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is the greatest of all time?
Why so many people give him – now, Cal, me and you talked about that, right? Go and break that down for us, man. Where do you think that came from?
That came from, in my opinion, the Go to Lux battle. When he battled Lux, that's when niggas really started talking that GOAT shit. Before that, you got to think about it. Before that, he battled Surf when he came out of jail. Like, it's not like mad niggas had Surf beating this nigga. So it was the Lux battle. And then I think it solidified it once he came back and then he battled a mainstream nigga, Joe Button. And even that battle wasn't crazy. He's not the GOAT. No, man. Not the Hollow, though. He's not the GOAT. He ain't the GOAT.
But why so many people are saying that?
I think longevity. I think longevity. And he's battled since Grind Time. He battled on Fight Club.
And niggas,
before,
you know, longevity
Grindtime
does play a part in the culture. Before Grindtime,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Before 106 at Park, all that shit. So longevity, and he was one of the first niggas we've seen. So I think niggas just, on seniority purposes, they get that nigga that I think sometimes.
Here's the thing about it. Hollow is fire. I'm not saying he's not, but, like, all right, let me ask you an honest question. Is Hollow the same way that does he battle? Is his status the same on King of the Dot as it is on URL? Like, I don't feel like he gets on URL.
Nope.
It's like,
not at
oh,
all.
Shit, he's
not at all.
Niggas. I don't feel like he really killed nobody on URL. Like, a body bag, he body bagged Big T.
Big T. Big T. Yeah.
But I don't feel like since then, like, the Hitman battle was lackluster. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The Surf battle was debatable. You got niggas, some niggas saying he won, some niggas
Charlie
saying
Clips
they won.
Battle. Good.
Well, I think he beat Clips. He beat Clips.
Oh,
too,
no, you look at
he,
that battle. You
crazy?
Look at that battle right now. That's questionable, Cap. You look at that battle now. It all go down for
come
that
on,
one
truth.
Round, man.
Think about it.
He definitely won the second round when Charlie Clips was freestyling. Like, get over here, Cortez. But that third round, Charlie Clips' third round was fire. It go down to that first round where Clips was also nice in the first round. The only round he clearly lost in was the second round.
Nah, dog, you're bugging the fuck out. Hollow took his soul in that first round. He broke him down, my nigga. What you mean?
Yeah,
Hollow broke Clips down.
No, he broke him down in the second round.
Bruh, ever since Hollow broke down Clips to me, Clips ain't been the same, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I'm going to keep it tall.
What? Clips been on a roll? What you talking about, man?
What, battling D-League niggas and fucking two-on-twos? Come on, my nigga. Danger Zone is not even the same niggas that we all thought was nominee, so to speak, for Battle of the Year last year. You talk about a nigga that's fucking fell off, so... He beat Danger Zone. All right, cool. Who else? Rod B? Is he playing C League? C minus
Solomon.
Players,
hey,
right?
Iron Solomon. He beat Iron Solomon too.
Yeah, he talked about his fucking circumcision pause bars and shit. I ain't trying to hear that, man.
Look.
I'm off that Charlie Clips wave, man.
Clips been on a roll, man. The 2-on-2 he just did was fire. That was even fire. See, it wasn't.
I mean, his part going that shit was fire, yeah. But I mean, what, are you saying he took
man,
over all three rounds?
The whole battle rate was fire. Come on, stop it, man.
What are you talking about, my nigga? Like
stop
we
it,
all
man.
Said he was back and how he came and broke the Suge shit down. What you talking about, bro? That's what everybody was talking about.
Come on, he was fire through
what
that
talking
whole
about all
entire
three
battle. All three rounds, he was good.
You're saying fire. You understand what you're saying. You're saying fire.
Yeah,
fire,
yeah. I don't know about no fire, truth.
Like that. You say a nigga is fire. I'm thinking the nigga went off.
He didn't go off. He didn't go off on Thesaurus. He didn't just blast Thesaurus too.
Thesaurus? That battle was
now you're going to say Thesaurus is garbage because Charlie Clips bodied him? Is that what you're going to say?
No, that's not what I'm saying, sir. I'm just saying you battling Thesaurus. No disrespect to Thesaurus. He's a legend. Facts. But the overall
but Charlie
battle
snap.
Back and forth,
he snapped.
But I don't think
man,
I don't think he really snapped. That wasn't even the best battle on the card. That was on the bottom of the list. DNA and Jim is better than that. Truth. DNA and Jim was better than Clips of Thesaurus.
At the same time, Thesaurus was definitely trying his hardest to beat Clips, and Clips definitely beat him. In my opinion, so
yeah, that's what I'm
saying. See, true battle. Too
you
battle.
Can't blame Clips for Thesaurus not showing up. Come on now.
No, I'm not saying Clips is trash. Clips benign, but you got to understand too. You got to be a realistic and shit too. Clips is like the fucking the boy who cried wolf. We done seen him shit away so many battles now. For you to be like, yo, Clips is on the road and he's back. Like we heard this shit before, so I'm not gonna jump up because he did fire in a 2-on-2 and beat Thesaurus. It's not. I'm not gonna just. Go back to he's the GOAT no more. We're not doing that, bro. I got to make sure he got
but
he
his last five battles was fire. His last five. That's a lot in battle rap.
What was his last five battles? Let me go to first track. YK. Well, hold on, my nigga. He lost to Rub Nitty. He lost to Ill Will. Are we bugging?
No. Wait. I said last five. Now, he just blasted Rod B. He killed him. He just blasted the song.
That's easy.
He beat the song.
Easy.
What?
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something. Regardless of whether it was easy, but he was good in those battles, period. He was good in them. We ain't talking about his opponent. We talking about was he good in them.
You going to burn the
okay.
fire, man? Oh, man.
What?
Shucky P, this is what we, these are the battles we talking about?
His last 5-6 battles he won in, and the man was on fire. He beat Rod B, the Saurus, the 2-on-2 was on fire. Who did he battle in the honeycomb battle thing? Killed him.
No one
cares. When T-Rex went up against
that's
who?
That's Fireman. That's Fireman's brother. Cyborg brother.
Beat him. He was fire in that battle. He was even fire in the Ill Will battle. Like to him in that battle.
He was fire. He was on Coachu.
Yes,
we gotta define that word fire, my nigga. We really gotta define that word fire.
When you go listen to it, he was snapping. He was spazzing. That's what I mean. And if he didn't choke a little bit in that first round, he would have definitely won that battle. To me.
I can't believe we're talking clips so heavy, man.
Man, because he's not trash like you're trying to make him sing.
I see what Truth is saying. That's what I see what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? When you look at these battles, like, he is on the street now that you say that, and I'm looking at him. He still got Shawnee Moore, my nigga. It's not even them battles we talking about here. Like, we got this nigga going on the... But this is Charlie Clips we talk about. Do you realize this nigga was once he was the GOAT at the time? Everybody was saying this nigga was the GOAT. You realize
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah, he had like a good 2-year run of just whacking top name people.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
I mean,
he was back to back. He was back to back MVP for me in 1 year, 2 years.
Like that's when he was fire. So when you're saying he's fire now, I'm not seeing that Clips, but I mean, he's holding his own now. I'm glad. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, this is battle rap. I don't even understand this shit, but this is battle rap. I didn't watch this nigga piss away so many battles and shit. It's hard for me to get souped up at these battles now. So what we just ignoring them battles?
Facts,
now, or what?
Nigga. Facts.
No.
I can't get too crazy.
No,
about
I'm just
that,
saying,
man.
Lately he been on a roll. I didn't think he'd be doing seeing he been with Wildin' Out. I didn't think he'd be doing this good since he got with Wildin' Out. I thought he'd take a step back, but he actually stepped up his game a little better now. I'm like, oh, wow.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that note. When you say it like that, I agree with you. But that's not what you're
saying. Hey, hold on real quick.
You was like, this nigga's on fire.
Hey, Truth.
Hey, Truth,
you still riding with T-Rex, my nigga? Talk to me.
What you mean? Why? What you mean riding with him?
Oh, you forget? You talk to me like Rex was the G.O.D. of battle rap? Like, this man, record was impeccable. Like, his resume was fire. You forget them conversations?
What I'm telling you, at one time, Rex was the top of the game, man. That's just a fact. Now, what he doing recently, I think he tarnishing and hurting himself. But there's no argument for people who been watching battle rap cannot deny that man position of holding battle rap down for, like, 7-8 years straight. Come on,
I agree with
man.
That. I'm just talking about now.
That's all
about
I'm
now,
saying.
Not overall. Now, I'm talking about right now. That's all.
No. Like this is what I mean by battle rap motivation. Like, it's three guys in battle rap. I just do not understand this, and it really hurts me. Because the greatest these guys is, there is no explanation for what they have been doing in battle rap. They like A-Verb and T-Rex. I do not understand that at all. Why Daylight. What he did in that Mickey Fax battle, he just gave up. I'm talking about just literally gave up. That right there would be so disrespectful to me, man. I don't understand that at all. When you don't even put an effort in. That's
man,
crazy.
Hold on.
But did he put an effort?
Daylight knew he was going to lose that battle. You understand it? He knew he was going to lose. And then he tried to act like he didn't give a fuck the second and third. He knew he wasn't going to beat him. He knew he wasn't going to beat Mickey Fax, man. He ain't just not show up and not give a fuck. You know, niggas was watching that shit, bro. He knew that Mickey was burning this nigga's soul all 3 times.
For real, man.
Fuck,
it was fucking him up.
All nonchalant and that. Come on, bro.
Okay, so you believe he did have a round in that last round, but just didn't want to say it because it was already over?
Man, I think he knew
it didn't matter to me.
The first round, bro. It was he knew right then and there that it was over with. Period.
So even if he know it's over with, do he still not perform and you got paid for this? Because you can't sabotage the battle just because you think you're gonna lose.
But battle, look who you talking about. You talking about a nigga who act like he's taking a shit in a battle. You talking about a nigga who wiped his nuts and put it on the other battle's face on the battle. You talking about a nigga who's coming to events in KKK costumes and bruh, this thing don't give a fuck, nigga.
Right. And that's my point I'm saying, though, fam. And that look, and that's my point of what I'm saying. How do you get these three greats? That's exactly what I'm saying, though, Caps. How do you get these three greats who were so great at one time in their career, how do they fall off that heavy like that, man? What do you think is behind that? Do you think it's more of their personal life, or do you think it's more they just don't give a care? And then the sad thing about it is these same three people we talking about, do you know who they blame for them falling off like that? The media and the fans. I don't get
that. Okay, let's get this. What I like. I like this talk here, okay?
Let's dive right into that.
All right. So what you're saying is true, basically. What you trying to say, brother, about the fans and the media when it comes to Averb, Daylight? Does Daylight blame the fans?
Yeah, he do.
Yes, you got a better relationship with him than I do.
But him and Sir did an interview where they had both messed up some battles, and they was talking about, yeah, the fans don't encourage us enough.
Say it again?
The media always against us. They should be. They don't never want to give up credit for when we good, but soon we mess up and do something bad, they own our heads about it. But that's during the time Sertad did them like four chokes in a row. He was like, they talking about that, but they didn't say nothing about me going on the radio station and doing a cold freestyle with Funkmaster Flex. You remember that interview?
Which was false because I actually made a blog on it, which was totally false.
But you remember that interview, though, don't you, Cap?
That was the interview that he spit for like 9 seconds versus Rex. Yeah, I remember that interview.
And so you remember when they was blaming the fans for their failures. Like, we responsible for you writing and preparing for battles and events 3-4 months in advance. Come on, stop playing.
You got to understand, I'm not going to take nobody who's serious who's running around saying I'm a URL baby. He's basically letting it be known, you know, you could get book me at your own. I'm getting booked for the bread, period.
He definitely.
I'm a URL baby. My nigga, he sat there and Kyle and what did he say? We need a rematch. He said, "What Surf said never happened. It didn't count, or it wasn't URL some shit like that." Like,
right.
So for him to be blaming the media, I mean, to me that sounds ridiculous. And then Daylight, I don't care who Daylight blames because he done fucked away his goddamn career anyway doing this
bullshit.
Exactly,
bro.
Only reason why
man.
He got so as big as he got, Daylight got big as he got because of antics. He did it the smart way. He pulled mad antics at all the fans watching and then tried to turn it up battle rap wise. But I mean, bro, he was just cycling bars and doing all kinds of shit. Half the time, this nigga Daylight be rapping. If you really paying attention, he don't even be saying shit. Look at his battle versus Jay Murder. Like, really look at his battle versus Jay Murder. Half the time, he wasn't saying shit.
What about the Cortez battle? And what about that shit? I don't think he did good against Cortez at all either. We'll be keeping it back.
Cortez, I thought Cortez did himself.
3-0 zip, clearly.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, for these niggas to be complaining, I don't even understand how they able to even do that shit.
Do you think we owe them a responsibility when they doing that to, like, sweep things under the rug like they would want us to do? Like, for instance, let's go to this. So, Verb want to start his own show now. And in his show, what did he say? Because of the media. And then he said this. He didn't get specific, and I wanted him to say that so bad. Who was he talking to? He said he asked somebody just to say, like, give me $100.
He asked me. That's true.
He asked
me that.
He asked you that? Yeah. That was you he was talking about? Yeah. Facts.
Oh, wow. Facts. Super facts. This is real shit.
But hold on,
no bullshit.
Hold on. I got a question, though, because I have been hearing rumors for mad long that you and Tim was, like, doing websites for battlers and shit like that to get interviews. Like, is any of that true? Because here's the thing about
That's
it.
That's false,
doing, man. Here's the thing about it. If you was doing favors to get Balor in the shoulder, you really can't be that mad then, because they was already expecting something.
Nah, brother, I don't. You know, first of all, I don't do websites. Number one, I doubt Timbo was doing that.
So you don't know for sure.
I never had to do a website.
No,
I would know if that. Nobody's ever come to me and be like, "Yo, tell your man Timbo give me a website." Like, nah, that ain't ever happened. Niggas will make anything up, of course. Jesse Rican. Jesse Rican was the same person. That ain't fucking happen, my nigga. I'm not that large for niggas with a website for them to come on the show. Who? I pretty much got every battle rapper that's come on the show number. Like, who would niggas have to give a website to come on the show? That's some absurd shit.
I think I definitely heard that Tim was on website, bro. Like, I definitely heard that.
My nigga, Jesse Rican asked me one day, "Yo, how did you get Styles P on the show? How much money did you get Styles P?" I was like, "Money? Niggas, you out your fucking mind, nigga. Who the fuck you think you talking to, Jesse Rican? I'm a hip-hop nerd, nigga. What are you talking about?" You know what I'm saying? So websites, nah, my nigga.
So when Verb asked you for the $100, this is the first time he just, how that goes about?
Yo, Verb, can you come on the show? Yo, Three, I rock with you, bro. But, you know, y'all niggas be eating off of us for a long time. It's time for us to get paid now. And I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, man. All right,
hold up.
Hold up, bro.
That's not what you're talking about.
Huh?
You told me
like,
that Piper Boy did, you said that he said one of y'all colleagues fucked it up.
He said one of y'all colleagues fucked it up. He said one of y'all colleagues fucked it up. And I said, who you talking about? He said, it ain't Angry Fan, so it has to be the other individual. I don't rock with that dude, so I don't feel to say it. It has to be somebody else.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Name, man.
No. That's just what it is.
Because I'm lost. I need to know who it was. So he's saying Piper Boy messed it up.
Let me quote critique again. A lot of your colleagues. So he can be talking about he can be talking about more than one person, but he didn't say Angry Fan.
Right, more than
so
one.
He excluded Angry Fan out of there. So who else he could be talking about? He talking about Battle Troop? I don't know. He talking about
we know two people
bias?
Excluded out. You Angry Fan, and Jay
Angry
Black.
Angry Fan is out of there. He wasn't talking about Caps.
Out of there.
I figured Jay Black was out of there, but he said not Caps. Caps
right, and it ain't you either because you actually talking to him. But what do he mean by that? Is he saying that? What did he mean
my
by...
My nigga, truthfully speaking, I didn't indulge in that and said, all right, my nigga, cool. And I kept it moving.
So hold on. I need to know this, though. So was this before you did them interviews with him that you had already did or after?
This is... I had Verb on a couple months ago, right? And the funny thing is that before that, he charged me some money. I asked him to come back on again. And he's like, all right, man.
What do you mean before that he charged you some money, Three? You paid him some money?
He tried to act. Are you out your motherfucking mind?
You said he charged you some money.
No, he asked me for money, my nigga. He asked me for money. He's trying to charge me. It says charge me for him to come on the show. Like, charge me, like, my nigga, $100 to come on the show.
No?
You see on Twitter, he said, oh, I asked somebody to pay me for $100. They said, fuck me. I never said fuck him, first of all. I don't know if he's talking about somebody else. But when he came to me with that, I didn't say, fuck you, bro. I said, nah, my nigga, I'm cool off that. I refuse to pay a battle rapper anybody the money to come on my show. That's your damn mind. That
well, this is something Verb got to understand. Let's put this out here, y'all, since we all three into this stuff and actually so-called getting paid off of it. Three, do you make $100 off a Verb video, Verb interview? Do you? Definitely not. I know that. Because we all see the numbers. If you're going to make $100 off somebody interview, that interview have to be doing at least something like 70 to 80 probably 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting that off no Verb interview. Let's just say a Verb interview. Cap, look, watch this. Caps and Three Letter, watch this. Now, y'all both interview Verb. What do he average on an interview on y'all page?
This is what I'm trying to say. Number one, it doesn't matter. That's a risk anyway. Because there's two ways that it may not work for you, my nigga. You think it might have a fucked up phone. The audio might be trash. It might be going in and out. I'm not going to give you $100 and then I'm not getting a top interview. I'm not gonna do that, my nigga. Like, why would, bro? I just interviewed Mook for 4 hours. Like, I didn't give him a dime for that shit. He didn't have to dime for that shit. So why would I give you $100? And then what we gonna talk about? That's another thing with me and shit. It's like I don't really want you to come on and just talk. And you haven't been doing good in your last battle. Like, we're gonna have to address that.
Right.
But the crazy thing about this, like, just so that people can know how this go, because a lot of people don't know how this go. You know what I'm saying? And when you looking inside this stuff, they don't know how it goes. So when they saying certain things, man, it's not adding up for people to think like, man, $100 ain't nothing for a bird video, man. Who wouldn't give them $100? Financially wise, it makes no sense because. I'm looking at y'all numbers by myself. I'm looking at it right now. He ain't even averaging like 20,000 views a video, which means
you're not even getting $15.
You're not even getting $15 for an interview with him.
But So hold on. Are you trying to? It's still my nigga though. Regardless of all that, I still fuck with Verb.
I will say this though. Verb is one of the best interviewers out there.
Definitely.
Definitely.
It depends on what facts. Talking about. Super facts.
Right.
A-Verb is top. He's fucking Mount Rushmore interviews, man, in battle rap history,
yeah,
my nigga.
Yeah, easy.
Mount Rushmore.
Like, can't no one deny that part.
Yeah,
right. So if
you're
giving him
$100,
then that means you're just giving it up to him off of the strength that he burned. But if you're going, like 3 said, oh, y'all eating off us. Now it's time for us to eat off you. Well, okay, if I'm giving you $100, to come on my interview, to do an interview for me, then I got to be at least getting $200 off this interview. I don't mind giving you $100 if I'm making $200 off.
Nah, fam, I can't see paying $100 for niggas just to come talk battle rap.
Yeah, but hold up, though. See, we got to be fair about what he's saying. You got to really break down what he was saying. He wasn't just saying, all right, I'm charging you $100 for an interview. What he was saying was, I've been doing interviews for you. Or for whoever
yep,
I don't even got to do. I mean, he's come on my show more than once. So he's looking at that shit like, you've been eating off of me. So this $100 is already, like, it depends on how you look at it. Like, the $100 may not kill you to give to the nigga.
Right.
If you're thinking about all the past interviews this nigga did. You ate off the past interviews.
We can't do that, though, my nigga. We can't do that.
I'm just being fair, though. But you got to be fair.
I hear what you're saying.
That's where he's coming from.
But if that's the case, Cap, he got to be fair, too. He got to be fair to this, too, Cap, because just like he can say we've been eating off him, he also got to say we the reason why he eats. Because without the promotion, without us pumping them up, redoing their stuff, uploading footage, letting people know why they was great and why they the best, this why they getting booked by other leagues who hear this stuff of us promoting these things. So you got to do the same thing then. Where my $100? You get
what I agree to an extent. I agree to an extent what you're saying, Truth. I don't think, listen, we all talk to Nick. We all do media here. And I got to say something. I think we help as much as we can, but they still are the driving force.
No, they're not. I got to be real about that. I have noticed this, and this is a fact, man. Listen, I've noticed this since I've been in here. The media sell these battles, man. The media sell these battles and events and everything. That's why SmackDown doing this thing now where they really are controlling a lot of the media sources and got a big media now because they know with that free promotion.
Hold on, Truth. I don't mean to cut Truth. We got to get off. Right, let's just cut Verb to the side real quick. You know what I'm saying? I heard y'all other show. Let's talk about this. Let me take over some of these questions. All right, Truth. Who is you already controlling as far as this battle rap media shit? Because there was some things that I want to know who. Who are they controlling?
Butterfly, Champion, Rome DMV, The War Report. I really can't I can't really force if this hip hop is real, but I definitely heard Smack saying something like, I ain't doing no interview with nobody else if it ain't hip hop is real. If it ain't Queens Flip, hip hop is real. You know
they
what I'm
be
saying?
In the building, Truth. That's why. You know that, right?
No,
so
it's much
it
more than that. Because
though.
Then you got to go.
Not,
Let me tell you something else. Then you got to go into one of his other interviews where he clearly said this. If you don't pledge your allegiance to me, I ain't effing with you. This is exact words. This is exact words.
He was saucy.
This is a league owner.
He was saucy.
Okay, you can say he's saucy.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold up. You saying he was saucy. Like, what that supposed to mean? Usually when niggas are saucy,
that when you, my nigga, when you, no, when you, not all the time. Not all the time you speak the truth. But that's true. When you tipsy, you do speak the truth. That's what I'm saying. It's out of character. The same thing with Young Ill. When they say Young Ill was a crackhead, the man was saucy. That just blurred out. He was. That's
no,
how he
felt. No.
But if
what
he
about
normal,
Young Ill
you,
coming out admitting he? Look, Young Ill came out admitting he was a crackhead.
Okay.
Why don't we do this?
All right. Smack? All right, three. When was the last time you had Smack on your show?
A while ago.
There's a reason for that.
A while ago.
There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. I ain't have more than a minute either. There's reasons for that. I do believe hip hop is real. Have some type of collaboration with you all. I believe that. I don't see. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. You got to understand. You got niggas who do shit, but you do this shit for some reasons, bro. Not everybody's doing this shit to get what you get bread. Not everybody's doing it like that. You got to understand that shit too, Val. When you say, oh, you can well control their channel. Like, my thing about it is, for instance, Jay Black, I heard you saying, they run his channel. Like, do you realize that, and Jay Black won't talk about this and he won't do that? Like, do you realize that there was a reason why he wasn't doing that? And I always knew that. Like, he was building Champion up for a minute, bro. This is why he's able to do Champion. So it worked out for him in the long run. It actually did. No battles got no problem.
I agree with that.
We got all access. He can get their footage. He's doing live streams for URL now for all the events they just said. They're going to have Summer Champion on URL. It worked out. So when you say they control his champion, half the time you be sounding like a hater to me, my nigga. Like, you got to understand, like what comes out of that. He's winning. Now, but I hear what you're saying, though. He's not touching on controversial things, but if he's going to touch on them, it's going to fuck all that up right there, then why touch on them?
Okay, first of all, here's the deal. Listen, let me tell you something. It ain't that I sound like a hater, because I'm not a hater. I don't give a damn what he do. It don't stop what I do. But my thing was, you got to understand, that wasn't even presented to me. I didn't bring that. See, y'all still don't understand the movement I'm doing. The movement I'm doing is called the One United Front. That's part of the battle rap community. They the ones brought that case before me and put him up on charges on that. The battle rap community. Why? Because he was saying that he was doing media for the people. Then they heard the agenda he was pushing up under the act. Like, see, this is what people continue to forget. 2017 supposed to be the year of eradicating all the top tiers and ushering in the new era of battle rappers. What happened was things didn't go as they planned because they gunners who they had promised in all started taking hits from Av, Chef Trez, New Jersey Twerk. All they gunners started taking hits and losses, which stopped that movement. And why we don't hear about it no more? Why we don't hear about it no more this year? So what happened was the media had to take a different shift. But before that happened, they was doing – you hear me?
Listening. You got it.
And just correct me if I'm wrong, though, because this is what happened, fam, in the beginning of this year. But what happened was the agenda was pushed forward to go. Jay Blacknum started taking the agenda that was pushed by the URL. Then it failed, but the people brought him up on charges and sent me a video of him speaking about that same push of agenda. And that's when I said, okay, we're going to bring it to the Battle Truth Court. And I did the Jay Black URL affiliation and pushing the new itinerary and agenda to eradicate the top tiers. But it didn't happen because Cortez went on a run. O-Red went on a run. Big K done went on a run. Head Ice done went on a run. Them top tiers got the whack in them cats, man, and it changed the game to completely to hush that noise. That's where that came. Now, am I lying, though? Am I lying? Correct me if I'm wrong, fam.
You right and you wrong. You're right because the top 10 niggas was bringing it, but I feel you wrong because you're bringing up one instance on why you came at Jay Black when you got like 25 blocks. That's why
I told this man this last night.
I got, wait. Because I got how many?
Okay, so we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I didn't count how many there were. We're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to say, no, I don't got 25. You know that you have a lot of blogs about Jay Black. And that's the fact right there.
Actually, I will tell
bro,
you
no,
how
you
many
do.
I got on him.
Jay Black, bro, my nigga, Battletoop, you do like 6-7 blogs a day. You realize this, right?
Yes, I
do. You have, bro, how many blogs? You have like six. You got mad blogs already, bro. I don't even think you realize it.
I got 600 blogs.
You got more blogs than me. This is crazy. All right, cool. So what my thing about it is, when you came into the game, you were throwing shots at everybody. You're still throwing them at Jay Black. Like,
No. First, let's address that. See, y'all can't keep – look, I just addressed this again. Let's address it. Listen, I can address it again, fam. You can't say that because, look, I just broke this down every player by every player. I don't care because the evidence out there, look, how am I throwing shots at everybody when 9 out of every 10 of my shots was in defense of what was thrown at me? Let's just keep it real. If you look, you can take Butterfly. Look, you can take Butterfly off the list.
Let me throw the name. No. Let me throw the names on there because you start
throw the names out. Come on. Put me up against the shooting thing.
Why did you come at Jay Black?
Listen. And if you think about it, I didn't come at him. I never really snapped on Jay Black. What I said was,
yes you did,
how
though,
are you going to be battle
on,
rap
truth,
media?
Bro. Come on, bro. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Why would you ask me a question?
Why
would you ask me a question only to not like my answer when I'm trying to?
Hey,
the footage is out here, fam. You know the footage is out here,
truth.
Right?
That's my point.
Battle
the
truth.
The footage is out here.
Check
it out for a second.
Battle truth. But you do make it sound like everybody's fraudulent and you're the real one. And, you know, if I'm watching your blogs, I'm thinking, like, if I don't know who this Jay Black person is, I'm like, who the fuck is this Jay Black dude? He must be some fraud dude the way this dude coming at this, man. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, that's a lie, man. Listen, that's a lie because let me tell you something. Because I never came at Jay Black like that.
Weren't you right, Jay Black, champion of lies?
Why was it called champion of lies? That's what you're not explaining. It's called champion of lies because he came out publicly trying to say he didn't have no URL affiliations. Only then for URL to say he's on our channel now. What you mean now? We've been on the channel. So now you're going to say it now. But when I said it in the beginning, everybody, no, that's a lie. He ain't been doing that. The man is tagged with his brand. It's a JBlackURL.TV even before they agreed to put him on the channel. He always been affiliation with them. So why would you try to make it seem like it was a lie when I'm saying it? Like, no, he do that for everybody. No, it clearly say JBlackURL.TV.TV on a lot of his stuff tagged with him in. Now they agreed to bring him on their station with a 600,000 subscribers at, and now it's like something new. Man, he been
battle
doing
truth,
that. You
truth.
On their stage.
Say they,
oh,
truth.
My God.
You said they started champion, my brother. You said they started champion. Because
I don't know why you said that shit. I don't know why you said that.
Because
were you joking around? Were you joking around?
No, I'm dead serious.
I am dead serious.
Because let me tell you something. Regardless to what y'all say,
I know
what you still got to battle up with Dave.
I know what's going on with Battle. I know what's going on with Battle. Go ahead. No, I know what's going on.
Look,
let you talk. Go ahead. I know
you're
going to
lose this argument. Let me tell you why you're going to lose this argument. Because they also taking my slogan. What is my slogan that I came out saying? You know what my slogan is they using on that same show?
What?
There will be no debatables. My intro to my entire song.
My nigga,
I
do you
started that.
Bro, you started that.
Man, when I was done, that's still tied into me. I'm the only one started that, fam.
And this is exactly why I said, I know what it is with Battle Troop. I know what it is. And I realized this yesterday as I was listening to y'all niggas. Battle Troop, you wasn't watching no bloggers before you got into the game. That's why you really don't know who started shit. You think
if I wasn't watching no bloggers, how I know who you was? How I know who Three Letter Man was? How I know who Chris Unbiased was?
I even knew
who Jay Black was. I just didn't like listening to him.
My nigga, I said there ain't gonna be no debatables way before you even way.
No,
before you
no, you said look, when saying there ain't gonna be no debatables and pushing it is two different things. That was my push. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we all use the word every now and then, fam, that somebody didn't say it before. But was it your push? That was my push, and I've been pushing that since I've been here. I don't do debatables at all, and that's why I became a judge. And I let it be known who win, who lose. That's part of my whole itinerary, fam.
I disagree with that. I feel like you're definitely running with that. Why? I don't know. I think it makes you look good. I'm just giving you my. Hey, you don't gotta agree. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that you know what you're talking about right now. I feel like you said a lot of things that you started that I know for a fact you didn't start because I've been
like what?
So I know.
Like what? Like what?
Nigga, then they have to shit you fucking say, nigga. You
like, no, you can't say that. You got to be specific, fam, because I can argue everything I say like I just did now. I can argue everything I say. And let me tell you something else, since we on here. Three-letter man, let's just be honest. We on here, right? What did you tell me when I came in the gate, three-letter man? You said this. This was three-letter man, exact words. Three-letter man said this, dude. You changing the game. You finna have all these bloggers mad at you. They finna have to step up their game and do different things. Because what you doing, ain't nobody been doing. And you see they all
Hold on. When you came in the game, I did give you kudos. I think you put extra sauce on it, but that's cool.
I did too.
But
you didn't say that exact words, man.
No, but
hold on.
Battle Truth. I would never disrespect you, brother. I think you are very entertaining. And when you came in the game, I think you shook shit up in the sense of you did make niggas have to step their game up in a sense. I think, like I told you, you would do a move to shut the hell up, and you do a fire-ass Arsenal blog, and then you shit on niggas the next day. And it's like, yo, what the
fam,
fuck did
that's
happen?
Not true. That's not true. When I was going at Chris Unbiased was shooting
you
at me.
You OD'd on Chris.
Even
I
to
think
the
you
point.
OD'd on Chris, though. Your deed on Chris.
Right, but wouldn't you expect for me to do that when this man trying to get Debo and them to go up against me? He trying to get the whole battle rap community to go against me. Him and Debo had to talk about this thing. The man called me on the phone personally and let me know Chris is lying.
Chris is lying.
Debo called me personally on the phone, reached out, told me Chris is lying. It didn't go like that. Me and that brother became cool after that conversation, and we still talk every now and then. Come on, man. This dude was trying to sabotage everything I did, and that's why I was riding hard on Chris. Come on, man. Let's just be honest, man. Don't make it seem like I'm just out here shooting that cat. Like, ain't nobody shooting at me.
Bro, we were talking about Jay Black. You went from Jay Black to Chris. I don't have no problem.
But I'm not shooting at Jay Black. Listen, how am I shooting at Jay Black, fam, when all I said was the media you doing is selective? Look, when you can't address and talk on certain subjects, but saying you are the voice for all media. Come on, man, that's false.
Man.
That's false, fam. And let me tell you something that was funny.
You're wild, man.
I saw one blog of his. I only saw one blog of his all the way through. And he had a belt on. Yep. I only saw one blog of his all the way through. What part of that don't you get? You think I'm going to phony kick it to you, fam? Listen, I saw one blog of his all the way through.
You only seen one blog of his straight through, but you got so many blogs from him, that's crazy to me. But go ahead.
Man, first of all, I don't. Why you keep saying that when you don't know what you're talking about? I don't have no so many blogs on him. I got 600 blogs, fam. What part of that don't you get? I got 600 blogs, and I guarantee you, you can't name 10 blogs I got of Jay Black out of my 600.
Oh,
I guarantee
you. Whoa. I can pretty much. I almost would have bet you on that one. You got about
you gonna lose. I bet you gonna lose.
I won't even bet you because you've made a blog. I see I was rocking with you, with the bet until I seen you made a blog saying Jack Boy won. So I don't even take your bet.
He did. Oh. I still think he won. Ain't nothing you gonna say about saying that.
Yes.
I don't go by the hype.
Dude on that part right there.
Man, listen, I don't go by that hype that people say. Just like everybody left the event and said that Hitman got 3-0 by Shotgun Shug. Footage came out, Hitman won.
I said Hitman
Wait
won.
Till the footage
I
come
Hitman
out.
I said Hitman
but
won.
But everybody left that venue, 90% of everybody left that venue, had Hitman sure losing 3-0 to Shotgun Shug. Even a battle
okay,
rapper.
But Jack Boy lost to Vitato, my point. You, didn't,
you can't
you
say you can't say that that's different. Okay, wait till the footage come out then. Wait
what
till the footage come
the
out.
Footage. We ordered the pay per view. We got the footage.
But you can't break it down lyric for lyric. But you can't drop you can't drop it down lyric for lyric. I'll do it with lyric for lyric drop down. Cause I know bars.
This shit is crazy, bro. How are you gonna say Jack Boy won? But Jack Boy saying he didn't. I don't even understand.
No. Jack Boy clearly let you know this. I don't understand why people saying I lost when he using them same lines everybody else used on me and wasn't paying attention to my lyrics. And I heard everything he said, and what he said was true. Lyrically wise, he killed him.
I had watched it.
Right, okay. Well, wait
till
the footage come out.
I had watched the footage like 3 times, though, my nigga. Like, I never left the battle feeling like.
I saw it 5 times, and I still come up with the same result. So I'm a look. Just like when they said Sharon beat Rock, I mean Sharon beat Rock. Everybody had Sharon beating Rock. Man, I do the lyric breakdown on that. It don't even come close.
Sharon beat Rock.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. You had Sharon beating Rock. I had Rock winning all 3 rounds. I don't see what round you can give Sharon in that battle if you breaking down lyric for lyric.
It pained me to pick Sharon in that battle. Let me throw that out there, but I had Sharon winning. I fuck with T-Rock way
he
more.
He can't
Sharon,
rap better than Rock, so you can't say he out-rapped Rock. He don't know how to perform,
he
so he didn't outperform Rock. His lyrics was not better than Rock's at all, so
oh
you can't
God.
Say his material was better. How did
Sharon,
he beat Rock?
Sharon clearly won that first round. I gave T-Rock the second.
Gosh.
I gave Sharon the second round. I mean, Rock the second round, and I edged Sharon the third.
Wow.
And I fuck with Rock more than him.
That's crazy.
You know that, though, Battle Truth. You know that, though.
Man, I had Rock 3-0.
So out of 3 Battle Rap fans on the phone right now, 3 Battle Rap fans, 2 of them had Sharon winning. But you're saying clearly Rock beat Sharon. How?
What I'm telling you, clearly he beat Sharon to me. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, all right, well.
But Battle Truth, but Caps, Battle Truth really rock with he really rock with Tay Rock heavy.
Has nothing to do with it.
No, Battle Truth, chill man.
I really rock with him, and though that's why I'm edging him over Sharon.
No, that's not Battle Truth. I didn't say that, brother, by implying that because I rock with JC heavy. So let me throw that out
there.
Okay,
then who won between JC and Craig Lamar?
I had JC winning that.
I had Craig Lamar beating him.
Okay.
It's
close.
All 3 rounds.
It's close. All 3, though?
I had Craig Lamar beating him all 3 rounds.
Wow.
All 3. See? You see how that goes?
Battle Truth, real quick. Before you go. Battle Truth. Don't think everybody's trying to – I just want to say something real quick. Battle Truth, don't always think somebody's trying to play you in a conversation, man. That's what I always want to say to you.
I just don't like certain words, how y'all use conversation to say coming at all the bloggers.
It's not coming from a foul place, man. That's all I'm telling you, brother.
Yes, it
is.
People ain't taking into consideration the history. Like, I'm going to give you an example. When me and you went into it, Caps, that came because of me, fam? Was that my fault?
I don't think it should have been that serious on my end because we do this all the time. When you come on, we go to war, we debate and all that. But when Tony Bro says, no offense, but we've been here longer than you watched, I already knew that was going to start something. I didn't know you was going to get crazy like that and start, but
Cap,
I knew it.
First of all, it was more than that. See, you only heard that comment. What about the comment when he's saying.
You asked me a question. I'm giving you an answer, bro. I'm giving you my honest
right,
answer.
Right, but here's the thing. But you leaving out what was said. You only going by the part
you
probably heard.
I just started with Tony Bro saying,
No offense, Battle Troop, but we've been here watching battle rap along with you. That's what started
that. It didn't start out with that. It didn't start out with that. Not to me.
So what
it didn't start out like that to me. That same show, it didn't start out like that to me. And the way he said
so
it, Cap, was not like the way you saying it. He didn't say it like, no offense, Battle Troop, we've been doing this wrong. He said it in a disrespectful manner like, hey, you don't know what you're talking about because we've been really watching this for real. You ain't been watching this like this because that's what a lot of people try to do to put that tag on me to try to say I'm not battle rap intelligent enough because I haven't been really watching it, so I'm incompetent of speaking on certain situations. Then the other brother saying in the background, where he from, Milwaukee or someplace like that, saying in like a shameful way,
okay,
like I'm from Bay Area, son.
You had slowed down and let me talk. I said it started there.
But you said it as though he was saying it in a polite way, Cap.
Listen to me, bro. You're not listening to me. That's why we getting, that's why we, Tony Polo said that after Tony Bro said that comment. That comment is what really started everything, bro. He said that, then Polo said that. Then it was the back and forth. It still started with that one comment. It still started with
that. No, it started even all through before that, man.
I don't even want to be talking about Tony Bro, man. Shout out to Tony Bro. He going through some shit, so I don't even want to make this about Tony Bro. I just thought about that.
It ain't even about him, but it's about, like you said, when we come, like, when you call me on your show, fam, me and you don't do name calling. We ain't never did that on your show, never at all. So if you calling me to come on your show and me and you never had that discussion, how is it that the other four people who own the panel saying disrespectful things when I'm your guest? So how am I at fault for checking these cats for disrespecting me when I don't even disrespect them? See, that's what I'm saying. So
how
am I wrong for
that? After you're like, how do you say that after you're like eighth, ninth time coming on the show and we always debate and argue every show up until then?
Because I talked to you personally. Listen, I talked to you even before that personally, on off the air, personally, me and you. I say, fam, when I be coming on them brothers be disrespectful, man, I don't even want to be on that with them like that. Me and you talk like that personally.
True. You have
come
told
on,
me that.
Man.
Yes, that's true.
Come on, man. So how am I wrong for that?
You're not saying I'm just saying it wasn't that serious right there. All he said was no offense. All he said was you ain't watched battle but he threw a shot at you, so we do it all the time.
No, Cap, look, you saying it's not that serious because it wasn't directed towards you. That's just like if somebody sent a shot
towards
you,
I wouldn't have made it that serious, honestly.
Okay, listen, but let me tell you something that you don't have a right to say. You can't say if somebody's shooting at me, I can't take it some particular way because they shooting at me. Just like if somebody say something against you, I can't tell you, Caps, it's not that serious. No, I can't say that because
I agree with you, but I'm going to tell you why I still disagree with you. The only reason why I still disagree with you is because I could understand if this was the first show and it happened. You can't say that after we've been going back and forth. You making blogs, there we go. My blog, what Angry Fan going to do another 30, 40,000 views. Like, bro, that's because we're arguing going back and forth. That's why.
That's because we big names. Me and you big names. Have nothing to do with
nobody
else.
No.
Had nothing to do with nobody
else. Conversation. That's the reason why you was coming on the show. Because I'm telling you.
No.
Bro.
The reason why we do big on the show is because of me and you. It don't have nothing to do with nobody else. At all.
That's false. That's false.
We're true. You can't
false.
Do that. See, we're true.
That's false.
We're true. You know
that's
what, though,
false.
Truth? Can I say something respectfully? Truth, can I say something respectfully? I don't want you to think nobody jumping on you, man. When you say that to Caps, though, right, and he has co-hosts, that's kind of like putting him in a spot trying to make him. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know what I mean?
Co-host is Tony Bro. It's not Drizzy. It's not Polo. It's not the other brother. It's only Tony Bro. That's what he told
bro.
Me.
That's what who told you?
You told me that.
Bro, they all come on the show. Number one.
No,
number two, the reason why I'm
on the show. Yo, co-host.
Let me say this because y'all saying the co-host shit. Posey has been on Angry Fans Radio for years now, bro. You got to understand. I understand you blog because I watched some of your shit and you was like, well, go ahead and start your own channel. Go ahead and blog then and shit. You got to understand, bro. We've been out for so long. Niggas know they knowledge. It's not like Posey don't know shit. It's not like Tony Bro don't know shit. No, niggas rap when I show because of all of us. It ain't just because of me. That's false. And I'm not saying
I'm not trying
to back the co-host up. That's the truth.
I told dude to pick up his camera because what he said out of his mouth was this. All you do is pick up a camera and talk. Anybody could do that. Oh, yeah. Right. So since anybody can do that and you think it's so easy, like the same thing, same thing I'm saying about Virgin. Since you think it's so easy, what people don't understand is the internet make their own stars. You can pick up any camera you want. If the people ain't feeling you, if they ain't liking you, you'll just be a dude behind a camera with no views.
Right.
The people decide who they want. The people
decide who they want. That's true, though.
You can pick.
That's
just
true.
Thinking it's this easy, like I guarantee all this. You see Verb saying he finna start his new show? I guarantee
right.
you he cop out on that show. Because this stuff
nah,
is
dog,
really
I
draining.
Think he's gonna go hard with it. Nah, Verb
no,
he
don't.
Though, man.
Man, look. This
maybe,
stuff
maybe
is
not
draining,
as much as us,
fam.
Though. Maybe not. But no, truth, real quick, I agree with you. He's not probably going to go as hard as we do, but he's not going to go through put 4 or 5 blogs probably a week, you know what I mean, probably twice a week, probably if that, you know what I mean? So I get it.
Man,
you know?
I don't think he's going to do that because of this. Let me tell you why he's not going to do it, because the reason why me, you, an angry fan could do this like this, because our life is more laid back now. Dude, life ain't laid back like that. He lived a fast life where he always into something in some type of way. He club all the time. He mingle with a lot of women all the time. He got a lot of guys calling him at every. So he's not going to be dedicated to a channel like that if it's going to be successful, unless he's going to start it and let somebody else take it over and just show up every now and then. But as far as just going hard like that, nope. This stuff is draining. I know because I'm doing it now. And it gets frustrating. Caps, true or false with y'all? Do this get frustrating sometimes and how draining this can be?
It depends. It depends. The reason why I say depends, I have so many different niggas, like, it'll be like, I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? I'll go do something real quick. It depends. If I don't feel like I have an adequate show, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the point of that now. It's draining, yeah, but when you having fun, and it's an ill show, it'll rush past. 3 hours will pass before you know it. 2 hours will pass before you know it. So it really depends.
Right.
That's your phone or my phone? That's one of your phones. But,
That ain't mine.
No, it's probably Battle phone or some shit.
So let's talk about some battle rap, man. Let's talk some battle rap, man.
We played around with that and shit. Hold on, man. Let's stop playing
some battle rap.
Being political. Let's get down to the real nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? All right, so. Obviously, our opinions don't count because we don't go to events. Let's just stop playing games. You know what I'm saying? So, what are y'all thoughts on this?
Oh, man.
Because I'm just catching on to this new wave that's going on where you have to go to an event to have an opinion. I'm looking how this works here because I thought they would pay-per-view. I thought you watched the same battles that the niggas would go to events watch. But apparently, there must be a secret round somewhere that they were not seeing. It's not on pay-per-view. Am I bugging?
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell y'all, and I'm glad us three on here. I'm going to tell y'all what really kicked that off so hard.
And I really wanted to start with that.
Yeah. Well, let's go, because it's crazy, because all three of us is a part. If Piper Boy was on here, too, it would have been four. What event was that, Angry Fan? What was that event? It was a Born Legacy, what, 3?
That it started?
Yeah. I know the logo was black and gold. It was one of those events, but it was thrown by URL, but the event, it was a black and gold logo on the event. And that was during the time Chris Unbiased, Hip Hop Is Real, was recording, and Chris Unbiased was, like, in New York, and he was going through the line, like, and they was talking, and he was like, should we go through the line and see how many people know Battle Troop? It was that event. What event was that? It was a Born Legacy something. What was the first Born Legacy this year?
I remember the blog, though, but go ahead.
What was the first Born Legacy this year? Was this Born Legacy 3 this year, the first one? Was it 3?
I know what blog you're talking about, but go ahead, girl.
Okay, well, it was a Born Legacy event. And what happened was I wasn't there. Caps wasn't there, or you wasn't there, Three Letter Man. But watch this. But Tony Bro was there, and he was giving Caps play for play of what was taking place. Cap was recapping it on a radio show. You wasn't there, Three Letter, but you was getting the play for play from Knowledge, okay?
Knowledge,
and
yeah.
Yeah, and you were talking, and you were talking about it. Piper Boy wasn't there, but he was getting the play for play by Battlethon, okay? And he was doing the play for play on that. I was watching all three of y'all what was going on, listening, and Piper Boy called me on my live feed one day, and we started talking about it. Then Butterfly had sent a tweet around where him, Unbiased, and Jims was talking on a tweet, talking about these niggas blogging and doing recaps on events. They not at. And they were sharing it and retweeting it amongst each other. Okay? Then them talks started going out on this stuff.
Chris doesn't even like Butterfly. Why would he even do that? Okay, all right.
But that's what was going on. I got the screenshots of it and everything.
Nah, I believe you. He do a lot of shit that'll be making sense to me. I believe you. Go ahead.
Right. So that's where it starts steaming from. We not going to events. And then Chris had did a blog. Remember he was saying Go ahead, Cap.
Well, no, I was going to say, actually, it started before that, right? It didn't start. That's where it might have picked up. It didn't start there, bro. It started with me.
Okay, then go. Then you need to speak on it then.
I used to go to all the events all the time. I went up to New York and hit every major event up there, RBE, King of the Dot, the URL, and Queen of the Ring. I came back and was just doing the South thing again. And from there, I didn't keep going. The reason why I didn't keep going was this right here. My first event going to it, I was with, what thing, Briz, T-Top, and we went to a Spit That Heat event, and I met John Don. Now, for the niggas who follow my channel, they know I didn't fuck with John Don. I flamed him when I heard he was going to battle Reed. I'm like, this nigga steals everything under the goddamn sun. Like, how do y'all think he's going to be Reed? I was destroying John Don. When I met the nigga, I met him and Sideboy. You know, these niggas is cool and shit. I came back and recapped the event, and I noticed my recap wasn't an Angry Fan recap. It wasn't. I'm shouting them out and all that corny-ass shit and stupid shit like that. It's just like, that's not even my lane. So when they say you don't go to events, I don't think it started there, my nigga. It started before that. They've been saying that shit about me, my nigga. These niggas are mad because we're able to do shit without going to events. If we're going to keep it real, we're going to keep it real. You going to an event don't solidify a motherfucking thing. That just means you got a little bit of footage on your shit. That's all that means. It don't mean you know. Half these niggas who go to events get the goddamn battle wrong when it drops on camera. Have y'all been noticing that shit?
Yeah.
Wait, say it again?
These niggas don't be exactly right on events, so that's why I don't pay attention to that dumb shit, because you saying Chris said it, Butterfly, and who else, Jim, and now Rome didn't beat and jumped into the shit now. Now he be saying it, and I just be thinking in my mind, like, what the fuck is wrong with you niggas? Like, you gotta have a better angle than that. You gotta have a better angle than that. It can't be you don't go to events. That doesn't mean you know more about battle rap than me, because you don't.
All right, let me ask both y'all a question. Because y'all are very more brash than I am. Do you think they say that to y'all because y'all might not hold punches and may say things that's going to rub the wrong niggas sometimes in a negative way? That y'all, boy, and Caps, you know, sometimes you are under the belt, battle troops, sometimes you too also. So do y'all feel that's why they say that to y'all?
Right,
because
you got mad political sense of this show, bro. Because this is not the same.
What you mean I got mad political?
You not even the same three letter man no more, bro. Like before you.
What you talking about, nigga?
When you was a co-host, you used to, nigga, Caps, you go under the belt sometimes. Are you serious? Didn't you tell Sirius Jones your Christmas mouth?
Hold on, I did tell Christmas mouth. That was different.
I like
that was totally different.
Hold on,
my nigga.
When I called,
it's the same person.
Hear me out, though. When I called the show up, my nigga, I thought we was going to be us. Like, you being mad political right now. Y'all more brass than me.
How?
No, we're not.
My nigga. Caps. How many Caps? Caps, let me ask you a question. Keep it a stack.
Cool.
How many blogs I stopped you from putting out?
Bro, you talking about blog. You are the same nigga who goes on Twitter and just harass this nigga till they block you. What, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
No, nigga. No, I don't go hard ham like that, my nigga.
I hate that you like that, Albie. You acting
what
like you
man?
Fucking. I don't know what's going on with you now, bro. Go ahead,
nigga. What are you talking about, nigga? What are you talking about, bro?
You talk shit. Like you don't. You're not talking shit no more. Now it's like you're trying.
Nigga,
to
Nigga, I talk shit, man. You
I don't
must
know.
You don't listen to my show, man.
Deal or something. I don't know what's going on.
You don't listen to my show, nigga. I talk a lot of shit. I just don't go crazy like some of y'all. Like, for instance,
but you always
I'm not
went
gonna...
crazy. So when did that stop is my point.
No, somebody
that's
nigga,
my point.
I was somebody had to fuck with me. No. If you look at any battle rap beef I had, it's somebody fucked with me. And I just took it to another level. Always. I don't really be on that type of time. You know that shit, nigga. Come on now. I'm on that type of time. So when we was warring with Unbiased, we was warring because it was on and popping because the nigga we was riding. That's different.
Man,
you know
we
what I'm
talk mad shit about me.
Hey.
All right, go ahead. I hate you. All right, we more brass than you now. All right, we more brass than you. All right,
no,
okay. I don't know how that
y'all
came about. But
let me ask
ahead.
You a question. All right. Battle Truth told me the other day, yesterday, right, that the reason he went hard on Unbiased Review because he said he's going to put it out there. He knows he has all the information. Now, I wouldn't do that. I'm not knocking Battle Truth for doing. He want to do what he want to do because maybe he thinks it's a personal vendetta. But
wait, put what,
I'm not going to go on.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't want to know. I'm just saying information about Unbiased, what I'm talking about.
About
talking
him
about
being in jail right
case.
Now?
Cap, he's talking about the rape case.
Oh, why ain't
just nigga,
this is the shit I'm talking about.
Yo.
All right, go ahead. So him being in jail.
What you mean?
Can I ask a question? You know what? Can I ask a question, bro? Can I ask a serious question? Like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. I understand. Like, it just kills me. Because it's just like, bro, we don't understand the nigga's guilty. But the nigga is arrested for rape. Like, what niggas are acting like this is like a regular charge or something. Like, it's not rape. Like, you know what rape actually means? That means you actually took
nigga, who you telling
sex from somebody. You took it. So,
right.
Well, I mean, why is it such a hush-hush thing in battle rap right now? Like, everyone's scared to say
exactly.
No one wants to talk about
it. It's not a hush-hush thing. It's not a hush-hush
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
Why is it a hush-hush thing?
The only people who talked about it was me, Battle Truth, Piper Boy, and random other bloggers. You didn't talk about it. Like, other major bloggers have not talked about it.
Nope. I don't feel like talking about that shit. I didn't feel like talking about it. Does
I mean,
that make me a foul person,
on,
though?
You don't want to talk about it in a good or a bad way, fam. You don't even want to talk about it to the point where you can raise awareness for the community. You ain't even got to really talk about him. But how about just addressing around the situation based upon we know it happens in life anyway.
And like I told you, sir, once we get all the full details that put out, and it's really everything out. Because weren't you the same one telling me when everything comes out, everything is going to shed a light? Weren't you the one who told me that, sir? Battle Truth?
I'm letting it be.
Oh.
I'm going to talk about it because, first of all, this was my exact thing of what I was saying about Jay Black and Charles saying, why am I going hard on Jay Black?
Yeah.
I'm not going hard on them. But when you are saying you battle rap media, why aren't you addressing big topics in battle rap?
Yeah.
Why aren't you addressing it? Like, I'm going to give you an example.
I don't feel it.
When something come out, Cap, I'm going to say Cap's and Piper Boy. Cap's, Piper Boy, Hip Hop is Real. Them basically the top three that's always on it immediately. Immediately. You get what I'm saying? I don't care what it is, all three of them on it immediately. So it's like, a lot of information come from them because they stay on top of current events as it goes. And if 9 out of 10, Cap's going to have them on the show or something like that. But it's battle rap media. You're supposed to cover all things. And if you saying we are the ESPN of battle rap, like I told you before, when have Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless not cover everything, even though they LeBron James friend or Kevin Durant friend? If they in some type of controversy, son, they going to talk about it, period. You ain't got to take a side, but you still got to address it because you owe it to the public that's listening to you. What about your listeners? Because you don't want to talk about it. You don't think your 6,000 subscribers don't want to hear about it? Come on, fam. Be real. You got to do
no,
that.
No, they don't. No,
that's
look.
Not, then that's false. That's false media, fam. That's false media.
I'm
you're
always,
being selective now.
False media.
I've
never sat there and talked about certain subjects. I'm sure if we're going through shit, I don't want to talk about that shit. I just don't
because you in your personal
shit.
Feelings. It's not personal, fam.
Personal feeling, that's not my man. It's not personal. I just don't feel put in sitting there. Well, what am I going to talk about? I don't want to talk about that shit.
I mean, but it's not
but
even.
But you're blogging and battle rap,
that's
battle rap radio stations.
That's me. Yes, definitely. And I'm still going to talk about certain things that I want to talk about. Boxing matches.
But my thing about it was this, bro. You ain't have to. My thing about it is you don't got to talk about it. You could be like, oh, yeah. At number one, everyone in the world is talking about it. So all you have to do
exactly.
is like, oh, man. It's,
so I don't got to talk about it. Everybody and their mom is talking about it. If everybody and their mom is talking about it, why I got to join the party?
My thing about it was, oh, if you ain't want to talk about it, all you got to do is be like, yeah, this shit crazy. You hear about the Chris Tobias shit? And you got arrested for rape, man. I hope that nigga ain't do that shit, man. Do that nigga be innocent and then go into battle, man.
Yes, I have done that.
Yeah,
I done
that
when I had fan calls.
And
I did that when I had fan calls.
That's why we got words like
okay, so
allegedly three-letter, man. That's
no,
why we got words
about
like allegedly.
I'm glad you know that word, sir, allegedly. You need to use that more often, sir, allegedly. Allegedly. All right.
No, I know more than what people know. So,
I think people want to hear.
Stop sign. Wait a minute. It's a red light right now. Hold up. Stop sign. Red light. Wait. What you mean you know more than what people know? What you talk about?
Here go capture the bullshit now.
Right. Right.
I want to know what you're talking about.
But it means just like it says, I know more about the case that ain't been released to the public yet based upon inside sources that. Got hands on certain things. You know pictures and stuff finna come out of the victim, right?
Nigga, I don't know anything about. I know as much as a regular battle rap fan knows about this. I know he's there, and that's what I know.
No, I think you know a little bit more, Caps. You know a little bit more. You just can't give out more neither. You know a little bit
nah,
more.
Nah, my nigga, like, I really don't know. I know niggas have embassy bullshit, but I don't believe this shit, to be honest with you.
Right.
Random niggas that I've never spoke to in my life before are Instagram me, DMing me and shit. Like, I don't believe these niggas.
Right. This is exactly what I was going to say, Cap. What's crazy about being in the field that we are in. And this is what I was saying, like, three-letter, like, even though you may personally don't want to do it because of you, but when you are a personality with a listening fan base and you have an audience, you don't have to go in depth, but at least you have to address certain things based upon not your own personal feelings, but based upon you have a business and
truth,
an audience to
truth.
Address. You get what
I
I'm saying?
I
got to
cut you off right there. No. Truth, I understand what you're saying. And like I told you last night, if you remember what I told you, brother, when all the details comes out in full details, I will talk about it. Till then, I'm going to fall back.
So if he get arrested, you don't even want to say, last night, Chris Unbiased was arrested on allegedly charges up. You don't even want to say that.
Well, obviously I didn't do that. So, you know.
So you rather for your listeners to go hear it from somebody else when you supposed to be covering it.
They listen to everybody, so they're going to get it from you. They're going to get it from Caps. They're going to get it from the
that's
other
not
guy,
your
so,
point.
You know what I mean?
But they like for you to explain it. That's for me, though.
Now, I'm going to tell you why. For me, you're going past it. Like all I was saying was that that took 30 seconds to say that. Oh, man, you're going to be Chris and Bias. Yeah, that shit crazy, man. Like, I hope that nigga ain't doing it. Free that nigga if he innocent. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
In my blog, I ain't Chris, my nigga. I pretty much, like, I was like, this shit is crazy. But I let it be known he's not convicted. He is not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's no evidence. He still has to go. He hasn't gone to court yet or none of that shit. So you can still throw that shit out there. It takes two minutes to do that. One, two minutes. That's it. You know, but Reese said he did that when a fan called up. So, I mean, if you did that, then I can't even say anything. But you didn't initiate it. But what I mean, my whole thing about
they
it.
They asked me a question.
When motherfucking, when me and Wayne got into a fucking three got on the show. Everybody's talking about it, all kind of shit. But see, this nigga get locked up for rape, and it's like fucking crickets out here. This shit is kind of crazy to me. And I'm not saying I want niggas to drag niggas, but I didn't think with a case like that, where you're raping a female. I know we all have a mother. We all have some people got daughters.
I got daughters, my nigga. I got two daughters.
I mean, what the fuck, my nigga? I mean, shit, that don't matter.
Well, that don't mean hold on, my G. That don't mean I don't care to not get it fucked up. Just because you don't say nothing, my brothers. That don't mean you don't give a shit. You don't always got to push it to the public to prove to the public that, yo, you know what, guys? Guess what? I'm mad at that nigga. I don't fuck with that nigga. If he does come home, he can never go in front of a blog no more. Like, I mean, we'll wait to have those conversations when I got the full story. Remember,
you know
I'm not on Facebook groups. I'm not in none of them groups. I don't know what niggas be talking about. You hear stories, obviously, but y'all don't know better than I will. when it comes to the whole shit like that. You know what I
mean? You know what's flaky, though? You know what's flaky and crazy? We just had two events back-to-back from the Double Impact to the Mass 3 card that just took place. But in those battles, so many unbiased rape case clips.
Hold on, Val 2. I'm ready to turn up, Val 2. Hold on. So, 3, why you had Wing on the show, 3? I want to hear it.
I had Wing on the show because guess what? I heard you was talking extra greasy. Extra greasy by niggas. Like, niggas, they hold you down, my nigga.
About what?
And that's facts.
So you ain't have Wing on the show because you didn't think it would be a low blow and a crazy opportunity for you to get views? Because
I don't care about views.
I think you're lying.
No.
Because I think
you can
lying.
Think that. My nigga, you think that. Oh, my nigga.
You're lying.
You think that. Fam.
You're lying right now.
You think.
Honest,
you gonna let me get a word in? You think that because think about
lying right now. I don't like.
I don't care about
you. You're not going to be a liar, but I have. I'm not a liar.
So what the hell are you talking about? Why I got a front for? That's what I'm saying. I don't got a front because you think I'm
but
front.
Are,
nigga, that don't mean I'm front because you
I mean,
think
it
that.
Sounds good to
nah,
say,
sir.
But you are though.
No. Not
you
at all.
You know why you got it.
So he basically wanted to know what was your. No, he basically asked him, what was your real intentions behind bringing Wing on the show? What were your real intentions?
Because
Caps
went and told his old girl that we ain't want on the show. Caps went and told his old girl we ain't want on the show. He was telling his old girl to block us. So you make it sound like we ain't rock or Wing. How the hell are we going to tell Wing not come on, don't come on the show and,
okay, wait a minute.
And shit like that?
What show was Wing on? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, see, now you sound like you're lying to me. Number one. When was Wing on the show with us? I'm lost. When was Wing on the show with us?
Wing was never on the show with me and Simbo? You got a memory card, nigga?
All four of us? No, I don't think she was ever on the show with four of us. I don't think that ever happened.
Are you crazy?
No, I remember she was on the show one time when it was us three, when Tim had to do
yes, and
the 10
also
weeks
when
son
you,
of whatever the fucking case may be.
Sir,
that, yeah.
There's been times,
okay.
There's been times when it was me, Wing, and Simbo, and we had to wait for you to come on, then you came on. It wasn't like you gotta tell Shorty your bounce now.
Okay, but
because I'm here now.
But we're not conversing like that. No, we're not. You got her on the show. You thought she was gonna show.
Because you was talking
when
crazy.
Came on the
and,
show,
making it
and then
sound
when
like,
she came on the show,
let's
down.
Be
real, bro.
No, nigga, you
let's
wanna take
real,
it there.
Bro.
We'll take it there. You made it sound like my nigga. I would
all
go there.
And then
y'all gotta go one at a time.
You make it sound like niggas don't hold you down. You got like niggas not hold you down. And niggas genuinely had love for you. Niggas genuinely had love for you, my nigga. And that's facts. Niggas had genuinely had respect for you. We didn't care about, oh, it's Andy Fast Radio.
My nigga,
number
one, do me a favor. Stop the bullshit. Stop acting like you co-signing Tim
right
now.
Yo, my nigga, you gonna stop that bullshit about stop
I'm
the bullshit.
I'm talking to you right now.
You gonna knock it off
nah,
and stop that bullshit
stop
talk, my nigga. Fuck out of here,
talking,
nigga.
I'm talking
you
to you. Stop
my nigga. You funny on niggas, my nigga. You funny on niggas. Fuck
out
my nigga. You used to funny on niggas. And that's facts.
All
right, nigga.
Speak
nigga. You
okay, okay. Check this out, y'all. Listen, y'all both. Let's be professional. Y'all both on the show. We both talking and we were just kicking it. Let's just kill
this
noise.
This nigga
want to
bring up some shit.
No.
Hold on. Hey, Caps, you want to take it there, really, my nigga? Let me show you the crap shit you did, my nigga. Seriously.
No, you're going too far. Wait, fam. No, because C3, now you got to understand, fam. Listen, this is your show, your platform. We guest on your show, fam. Sometimes you gotta get out of your feelings and be professional. That's all I'm saying. We all on the show. We just got to kicking for 2 hours. So here's the thing I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If anything gonna come out of this, it's time to just get closure and we move on as men and be more professional. Now with that being said, Cap just asking a question. So let's just take it from just this end and just speak like gentlemen. Like, just like I got into it with you, I got into it with Cap, but yet I can still respect you brothers and kick it with you. So I'm just going to mediate between y'all two because this might get a little out of hand. So since I'm out of the equation, I'm just going to mediate between y'all. Yeah, let me just mediate it. Let me just mediate it and let's just talk professionally. We're going to do it one at a time.
He knew this was going to come, my nigga.
Okay, but watch this. Let's just kick it off then just because we still talking to an audience. So this is all I'm going to say. I'm going to take it one step at a time, and I'm going to mediate between y'all. But here go the first one, and we're going to touch on all this. Now, how did y'all first begin together?
Oh, come on. We're not
joining
all that, bro.
Let's do it, Cap. We got to. We got to.
Because talking about how did y'all
because let me tell you why, Cap, let me tell you why, though. This is why I'm saying that. Because you can't just jump from there without bringing the people to where. You get what I'm saying?
We got,
so
we
my
got
thing
40
is,
minutes here. But Cap, we got 40 minutes here, Joe. 35 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. No, you got more than that, because actually you can go longer than what's
recorded.
I just
show.
Told you.
I got a two-hour show. I'm going to baby shower, sir. I'm driving to a baby shower as we speak. Go ahead.
Okay, well, go ahead, Cap, then. Whatever you want to ask, man. Go ahead. Cats want to know what was your intention in bringing Wing on the show when you knew that that was his girl and y'all wasn't even talking with each other.
Facts.
Why would you bring
that to
the show?
And he said his intention was I was telling her something he wanted to clear the air, and that's bullshit. We both want to do it.
Exactly.
That's not why you got her on the show.
You know the funny thing about that is?
Why you got
no one flamed you, nigga. No one flamed you, though. No one flamed
you.
No one ever talked to you about that part, though.
You're not hearing what I said.
No, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Also,
no,
that part.
Because you thought she was going to flame me and she didn't. That's what happened.
No, that's what
you
hoped
that she was.
That's what your fucking demented ass brain would think.
She even told you.
My nigga, that's what your demented brain would think about. I spoke to Wing before that. She told me she's not going to come on the show. She's not going to come on the show and air out her dirty laundry, first of all. All respect to Wing. All
right.
So you got a good girl on your hand. Hold on, first of all, let me say something.
I don't understand.
You got a good girl on your hand. Hold on, my nigga. You got a good girl on your arm. Because she didn't.
I'm
trying to tell you.
Go
you got a good girl on your arm because her intentions not to come on in the scene about other shit she did on Facebook. So she didn't come on there. Shout out to Wayne, first of all. She didn't come out there to flame you, first of all. I wanted to clear the air this shit that I was hearing, like, we ain't on the show and you telling her to block us on Twitter. And I'm like, what? Like, what's really good?
Twitter to block you?
Like, what's all
I don't
that
know
about?
What you talking about.
So,
I don't even know what you're even talking
we
about.
Had
you got an owner talk about blocking you on Twitter. Man, get the fuck out of here. All right, go ahead. You got it.
My nigga, did you listen to it? Because ain't nobody flaming
you. You got it.
Ain't nobody flaming
you.
Ain't nobody flaming you, man.
I that already. I know that. I didn't say y'all did, bro. Why you keep saying
no,
that?
But you need to put that out there. No, but you need to put that out there and say no one went crazy talking, though. I never had niggas say that, though. The first thing they say is, the first thing they say is, yo, Wing came on the show. Oh, that was fucked up. Did you niggas hear the conversation? Because there was no S angry fan, S him. We didn't curse or talk reckless about the man.
But I already knew that.
That's the part.
I knew that one, but I'm saying you're not hearing me. I knew that
niggas just worried about the shot. Niggas just worried about the shot value instead of the conversation. Come on, man. Well, you the same nigga that brought Sirius Jones on the show. You the same nigga. The difference between me and you is this, brother. I wouldn't have done what you did to Sirius Jones because I didn't bring Wing on there to try to play you out because she didn't play you out, first of all. And me and Timbo didn't play you out either. Timbo simply said, yo, we have love for the nigga. I'm going to tell you this.
Why
the Sirius Jones thing, he went on Twitter. Hold on, I'm going to tell you. He went on Twitter and said something about, oh, how you going to be part of the culture when you got 700 followers? You retweeted that. So I was like, huh? This nigga retweeted that shit? All right, cool. Then you called me later on and said, you retweeted what Sirius Jones said to me, my nigga. And I thought that was some fucking shit.
He said what to you? He said what to you?
He tried to play me out. He tried to play me out, and you retweeted it. That's like somebody saying, Castle Cornball, and I retweet that shit. I wouldn't retweet that because you're my man. If you're my bro, I'm not going to retweet that shit. Nigga, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it. And met you. Nigga, stop. Yo, my nigga, you just said I'm not a liar. So stop fucking using that word, my nigga.
I really want to call.
What the fuck
are you
doing?
You need to start listening. See, you talk too much sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't like that. No, because you bringing that shit, my nigga. I'm going to tell you. That shit was, you retweeted it, right? Then you called me later on and was like, yo, Sirius Jones is going to come on the show. You said Sirius Jones is going to come on the show. I was like, I bet. So out the door, I already had in my brain, I'm going to fucking spray this nigga the fuck up. From the door when he come in, I don't give a fuck about nothing. He got to say, you muted me? Ask Tony Bro, and I said after the show, Tony Bro, as the show was going on, I said, yo, my nigga, all respect to you niggas, but I ain't come back on this show, man. I'm good with that. That's some sucking shit, and I'm out. And that's exactly what it is.
I mean, but,
hey, Caps,
but we was
I never put out personal. Oh, Caps, another thing. Caps, another thing. I never put out anything personal. You put me on to, my nigga. Put nothing personal you ever told me about anything you deal with, any woman you deal with, never.
No,
well, never, my nigga. I don't move like that. And that's facts.
Go ahead.
Nigga, that's
so
facts.
Why?
So what are you getting at?
The point I'm making is as soon as
you are lying,
You
are lying, but I'm gonna tell you when. But go ahead.
What am I lying about? Tell me what I'm lying about. Let me hear this.
No. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Cause I know what you want to say already. So go ahead and say it. You were talking about the time when I said, "Oh, like he wasn't crying when his girl kicked him out and that." You talking about that?
I don't care about that. I didn't hear that, so I don't know about that. I don't care about that, brother.
Okay, so I don't care about that shit.
When niggas be talking about shit like that, that shit don't be bothering me, man. I swear to you. That's why I never respond to nobody and get crazy on niggas. You know this? I never told niggas talk about me, fam. I don't talk about niggas. The only niggas I ever talk about is Piper Boy. That's it for what he did. So that to me is some fed shit. But besides niggas talking about me, I don't care about that shit. You ain't touch my kids, my wife. I don't care about that. But when you take my conversations, that's a different story. Then I definitely can't ever talk to you. Like I'm talking to you, brothers. We got issues, and we talking like men. I can talk to y'all. I'm gonna let you go. No matter what, I'm always have love for you regardless, nigga. No matter if we never speak, I'm always have love for you. That's just what it is.
So all right, so
that's
the whole Pipe Boy shit, right? Like, so the Pipe Boy shit. Like, we had him on the show and shit, and we was asking him, did you know that he was recording you shit? And he said, yeah, like, did you know?
My nigga, I'm gonna tell you no. I'm gonna tell you, I didn't know. I'm a liar. You're gonna tell me a liar. How am I gonna know a nigga taping my conversation though, my nigga? Am I gonna sit there and be like, yeah, Piper Boy, yo, do the other man, I'm taping this conversation, bro. Tape it for your show while I'm spazzing on you, telling you what the fuck you calling me for, talking about a biased review. Caps, come on, man. The little you know of me, my nigga. You can really sit there and hear me saying, yo, yeah, Piper Boy, tape this conversation. Does that even make any sense? That's why I put 25 minutes when he called me on private, because I blocked his number, because I don't fuck with him. I blocked his number, and he called me on something like, yo, what happened to you? What happened? I'm biased. I don't know, nigga. You tell me I'm biased. What are you calling me for? We don't even talk like that, my nigga. We don't talk after you telling me I'm taking your images and everything. Are you serious? I took your images? Like, come on, man. I didn't know when you look for Google images, it says Piper Boy images. And that's another thing I show mad respect to. He just started flipping. Like, all right, my nigga, I see what kind of shit you on. You take the conversation, and then here's the funny thing about it. Niggas hit me up 15 minutes later and was like, yo, Piper Boy put y'all conversation. I was like, what conversation? Like, oh, this nigga must have taped our conversation. So I went on this page, I listened to it. I'm like, this nigga is good, boy. I'm not thinking a nigga would do that because I'm not doing no shit like that. I'm not thinking of taping a conversation with a nigga talking about anything. I'm just not thinking about that shit. And I'm not thinking a nigga's going to tape our conversation. So how can he lie and say he told me that shit? That shit is wild bug the fuck out. You told me that, my nigga? Really? And I was cool with it and we don't rock? Where the part of the game is that? What do we... Come on, my nigga. Like, you niggas don't have to like me, man, but don't do that, bro. Don't lie and say you know you taping my conversation. How in the fuck? How? You did that shit to try to fucking get views. Y'all niggas, I don't do shit to do that shit, my nigga. I don't have to diss niggas and do some corny shit like that to tape a nigga. Nigga, you don't fuck with me, Pipe Boy. You don't fuck with me. You ain't got to do no corny shit like that, my nigga. And I know what you're going to do now. You're going to go on the blog, put your hands in the air, look at Prince and all the other shit you do and say niggas are talking. But nobody got nothing against you, brother, but taping a nigga, what real nigga does that shit, bro? Like, come on, my nigga. You supposed to be a grown-ass man. What grown man does that? You call a nigga, and then you taping a conversation and make it look like you trying to play a nigga. Like, you putting me in my motherfucking place. Hey, y'all, I'm putting three other men in his motherfucking place. I'm letting him know what I feel about him. You didn't have the energy in the beginning of the conversation. I had the energy in the conversation because I'm like, why is this nigga calling me? I don't even answer my call private numbers. I wasn't even going to pick my phone up. The nigga called me private. As you can see, right there, 25 minutes, 802, puts the shit at 755. I put my shit at 802. So, come on. Fuck, I got a lie for y'all niggas believe that shit? That's what I should ask you brothers. Y'all believe that I would say that conversation?
I mean, that's why I was asking you. I asked him.
I don't believe he knew the conversation was taped just
hell
because
no,
of the
truth.
Because look, well, I'm smarter than that. When the tape come on, y'all already arguing.
Yeah,
y'all already arguing. It's seven minutes. The tape's 7 minutes, but y'all already arguing. And I don't think it's something missing. It's a lot missing. I want to know what started the argument. You can't just play a tape that y'all already arguing. So
my nigga, he called me from the door, and I shut that door because we don't talk. You try to play me a couple of times saying, oh, PSA is taking my images. What are you talking about, Piper Boy? You used to call me and be like, yo, you mind if I take your shit up your thing? I'm like, I don't care, my nigga. Get into your thing. And let me be real. I show Piper Boy. See, Piper Boy, the difference between me and you is this. I show respect, and I didn't show you respect, and I thought you was doing your thing in the beginning. So I'm not a nigga that's going to diss a nigga. I'm not down diss niggas for no reason. But when you start doing some shit like that and trying to make it sound like you knew what the fuck, I knew what the fuck was going on, that's crazy, my nigga. That's crazy. That's wild, bro. That's some next level fed shit to me. I didn't even like that shit when 50 Cent taped Young Buck and 50 one of my favorite rappers. I didn't even like that shit when he taped Young Buck. I'm like, come on, 50, that's kind of wild, my nigga. Why you taping a conversation with you and Buck for? Like, really?
Okay.
That's what we're doing. Like,
niggas be doing that shit in battle rap. Like, what? I'll be hearing my niggas be doing that shit. You talking
taping
about
conversations, guys?
Like,
word?
Yes. I've been heard right. That. I ain't even going to do all that. Yeah. Yeah. League
no,
owners,
real quick.
Bloggers.
Can we talk some battle rap before we wrap up here? We talk some battle rap?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think y'all should talk battle rap.
Excuse
me? We going to the event. We don't have the right.
Hold on. This is the same man that told me T-Rex beat T-Top 3-Zip. Come on, man. Come on, man.
What? Who said that?
Yeah. Battle Truth.
What? You said Rex beat T-Top 3-Zip?
I'm lying. Battle Truth, where you at?
Oh, yeah. You don't know. You knew that was...
Oh, man. This nigga's wild. I can't get him to call back. So what's good about rap, nigga? Who you fucking with? And I ain't got the computer in front of me, so I can't. So who you fucking with in battle rap, nigga?
Right now, I think hit.